This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. Walmart, the country's biggest retailer, is cutting hours for workers at an undisclosed number of stores across the country. The move comes just a few months after the retail giant raised its minimum wage to $9 an hour. Sally Herships has a story.
Walmart has been having a problem. Customers don't like waiting.
The number one complaint people have about Walmart is, it takes too long to give you my money.
Charles Fishman is author of The Walmart Effect, How the World's Most Powerful Company Really Works. He says the way you fix that problem is by having more workers at the checkout line. But more hours for workers who've just been given raises can create another problem.
It's more expensive to pay people more, at least at the start.
Walmart's planning to spend an additional $1 billion a year on wages, but says at the same time it needs to control costs. And that includes trimming workers' hours in a small number of stores that have gone over budget. Enrico Moretti teaches economics at the University of California. He says Walmart is trying to reinvent itself.
From a low margin, low profit, very cheap store to one where customer experience is better.
But that costs money. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.